This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Friday, April 5th, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. There was no earth-shattering Niners news yesterday, so I thought I would play some of the best parts from my interview with Mike Silver of the San Francisco Chronicle. First up, Mike, let's get to the hottest story first. How does this Brandon Ayuk situation end?
If he's going to be a pain in the butt to the level Debo was, and you just don't want to deal with that in an all-in season, maybe as the draft approaches and as you're in real time in the draft and looking at who's on the board, you're listening and you're poking around. So I think all things could happen. I think they could get him to play on the fifth year option. I think they could sweeten the fifth year and kick the can. I think they could trade him even in real time during the draft. Or I think they could pay him knowing that probably means Debo, Kittle, or both are gone after next year and you worry about it next year. So I'm keeping an eye on the whole thing. It's a fascinating internal debate, and I know they think about it that way all the time.
I think it's pretty obvious the Niners would rather keep Ayuk on the fifth-year option for this year and then figure out what to do next year. Ayuk obviously wants to get paid. The question is going to be, how much noise does Brandon make? How much noise is he willing to make along the way in order to get what he ultimately wants? One more from Mike Silver now. Listen to how influential Mike says George Kittle is inside the 49ers locker room.
Kittle's one of those guys that has a lot of weight internally, and I think everything from the way people dealt with Jimmy, who was very likable, but also didn't text back, Jimmy was part loved partly because Kittle made it cool to love Jimmy, and Purdy was embraced quickly because
Trey Kittle, Lance was benched because of Kittle. Yeah, he's a big part of that locker room.
I don't think he was benched because of Kittle. I just think Kittle carries a lot of, just like Fred Warner and some of the really important guys in that locker room.
That is a lot of power for someone that doesn't throw the football for a living. And I really believe that for the 49ers to take the next step, Brock's voice has to be the most powerful one in the locker room. Not a tackle, not a tight end, not a wide receiver or a middle linebacker or a defensive end. It has to be the quarterback, and hopefully Brock takes that step next year. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Friday, Bruce Feldman has a new mock draft in The Athletic, and this one is like all the other ones you've seen, except Bruce has a comment from an anonymous coach in the NFL after every single projected pick. really interesting nuggets in there. If you want to read it, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch, the 49ers have announced their offseason workout dates for 2024. The first day of offseason workouts is April 15th. OTAs are on a few days in May, the 20th, 21st, 23rd, 28th, 29th, and 31st. Mandatory minicamp is June 4th through the 6th. And rookie minicamp has yet to be officially announced. But mark your calendars, off season starting to take shape. One thing you may have missed, Brock Purdy may not get a lot of money from the 49ers, but he is racking up quite a bit of sponsorship money. Brock has teamed up with Pioneer Seeds to be their spokesperson for their corn seed, the company announced earlier this week. Quote, "I'm excited about our brands teaming up," Brock said in a promo video. "Let's go dominate the field this year." Look, Brock, good for you. Take the money. And so far he has. In addition to Pioneer and John Deere, Brock also has deals with Toyota, Alaska Airlines, Recover 180, and Buffalo Wild Wings. Get that money, Brock. Go on, take the money and run. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Click the bell so you get notified every single time we go live, which is every single weekday. Today, I'll be with Michelle Majuk, Mimosa Michelle, 9:15 a.m. Pacific time. We'll continue our draft preview. Defensive backs coming up today. You know the Niners are going to be shopping there. Michelle will have all the breakdowns for you. Enjoy your Friday and your weekend, everybody. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera. We'll talk later today. This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.